Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
OPEC Plus agreed on a surprise increase in output last week, and Brent has set fresh highs. Can you take us through what has been going on?
Yes, certainly. Well, for a number of weeks now, the main focus of the market has been China lockdowns, particularly in Shanghai, and on the other hand, the possibility of an EU oil embargo against Russia. And all the while, OPEC has been staying on the sidelines and just sticking to its plan of planned increments and not doing anything extra. Now, last week, all of that changed. So firstly, the lockdowns in Shanghai were lifted or substantially eased. The EU did manage to agree an embargo on Russian oil, and OPEC decided to increase output by more than expected. It was also a very strange week for liquidity, because in the US, we had a bank holiday on Monday for US Memorial Day. And then on Thursday and Friday here, it was the Queen's Jubilee bank holidays. So on 3 out of 5 days, we had major trading hubs closed, which is extremely unusual. And that led to very low liquidity really throughout the week. And obviously, in a market with low liquidity, you can get some unusual moves. On top of that, we saw the July contract reaching $125 per barrel, but that was on the day of its expiry. So again, that was a point of very low liquidity. But then the August contract, which is now the front contract, did come close to $122 per barrel this morning.
And what exactly has OPEC agreed to?
Agreed to increase output by about 150,000 barrels per day from July. That's up from the figure we would have expected, maybe 430,000 barrels per day increase. So more than the market was expecting. And this has been achieved, though, by bringing forward the increase they'd planned to do in September to July and August and sort of splitting it between the 2 months. And the justification they gave, what it said in the press release, was that this was because of the reopening from lockdowns in major global economic centres, meaning China, and that global refinery intake is expected to increase after seasonal maintenance. So no mention of Ukraine or of anything to do with that. That's all carefully been avoided as usual. But nevertheless, they have brought forward this future production. But of course, because it's bringing forward production, really it's about a timing thing. It's a little bit of a technical tweak, essentially. It doesn't really bring any fresh crude into the market. And of course, in practice, we know that several members are struggling to keep match with their quotas anyway. So we probably won't see that much extra crude coming through in any case. Nevertheless, the Saudis, I think, have managed this sort of juggling act. They're under the pressure from the US and others to do something. So now the Americans can say, look, we have got OPEC to do something. But on the other hand, they've clearly kept Russia on side because, as I say, this is essentially a technical move. And of course, the press release again doesn't mention the war. Well, of course, the Russians don't call it a war anyway, but it doesn't talk about that at all. So they've achieved, I think, that juggling act. But the overall upshot is that really not much has changed.
How has the market reacted to all of this?
I think the high in the July contract on last Wednesday is a little bit of a distraction because it was on the last day of trading. So, I mean, you could say the market is down versus that high, but I think it's best really to focus just on what the August contract has been doing. So that's now the front contract, and that is trading above the high, or has traded above the highest levels it saw last week. And the same is true across the curve. If we look at the December contract this year, that is, it has this morning been trading higher than it did last week. So I think overall, now we've got this period of illiquidity last week out of the way, the market is looking through what OPEC Plus have announced. They're not seeing this as being some sort of dramatic event on the supply side. Rather, the market continues to see things as being tight, with recovering demand in China and a willingness in the EU to try and limit Russian imports. And indeed, the Saudis clearly see the market to be tight as they've raised the prices at which they sell crude to Asia, for example, July over benchmark crude. So that would only be possible in a tight market.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.